KFAR Radio or any of our respective employees, affiliates, or sponsors of this program.
Problems, problems, problems all day long. Will my problems work out right or wrong? My baby don't like anything I do. My teacher seems to feel.
Good morning, Fairbanks. You're listening to KFAR Radio. We're at 660 on the AM dial, 97.5 on the FM dial, and we live stream at KFARradio.com. This is Problem Corner, and I'm your host, David Pruse. We have a stacked and packed studio here with even one person on the phone calling in, because what we're presenting to you today is the Interior Alaska Solid Waste and Recycling Program Symposium that is happening at the Carlson Center, tomorrow?
Friday.
From 12 to 7 p.m., so if you want to get out there and do it, there's going to be vendor exhibits, presentations provided in businesses. Residents can come learn about solid waste management and recycling options in Interior Alaska. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to introduce the players, because there are some incredible players here, and then I will give it over to Andrews to sort of like be the moderator and discussion points person of this, introducing the one, the only, Bernie Carl. How you doing, sir?
I've never had a bad day in my life ever, and I'm not going to have one today.
Because you're with me.
Well, no, actually, it's because I have five brothers in wheelchairs with muscular dystrophy that can't pick up a cup of coffee and never been able to wipe their ass. So I tell them, if you can wipe your own ass, you have the world by the ass.
Isn't that special? We have Buddy Lane. How you doing, sir?
I'm doing very well. Thanks for having us.
And we have Ben Sikma. How you doing, sir?
Great. Thanks for having us.
On the phone, calling in, we have Paul Nelson. How you doing, Paul?
Bam.
How you doing there again, Paul?
I'm sorry?
How you doing, sir?
I'm doing great.
And then our moderator, Andrew Rossa. How you doing?
I'm doing good.
Now, Andrew, you put all this together.
Yeah, Buddy did a lot of the hard labor to put this together, but we've been working together with Golden Heart Waste Management to put on this event. And kind of what spurred it was, over the last several years, we often have people calling our business trying to figure out how they get rid of anything from used cooking oil to batteries to junk cars to anything and everything that great grandpa stored in the barn. We kind of thought that it'd be a good idea to host an event where we can bring businesses together in the community that provide a lot of those services for, being able to dispose of anything and everything. So on this panel here, the group of people that are here are directly involved in waste recycling, upcycling, downcycling, and as well as waste to energy right here in Alaska. Right now, we ship out a lot of material for recycling in the lower 48, and our goal with our company, as well as other companies that are here in Alaska, is trying to divert as much waste from the landfill as well as not have to ship everything to the lower 48. And we're finding that there's actually a lot of options for recycling right here in Alaska. And so that's some of the things that we're going to talk about here today. And so this panel is...
You have the experts here. I mean, you really do. You know, Mr. Carl, he's probably not the top in Alaska, but one of the tops in the Pacific Northwest. Bernie, tell what you've done over your career to further this endeavor and all the different products you now manufacture.
Well, first of all, nature has zero waste. There's not such a thing as waste. God made only one mammal that deliberately destroys his environment and then denies it. I'm talking to us.
Humans.
It's insane what we've done. There's a cost for living on this planet. God made us in his likeness, in his image. Think about that. Think of the power we have. But we don't use it. He put us in charge of his domain. I bet there's days he just shakes his head and what in the hell did I do when he watches what we've done. I'm the most pro-development son of a bitch you ever met. I say build any coal power plant you want, anywhere you want it. Can't have a smokestack. Build any nuclear power plant you want, anywhere you want it. No permits. Can't have any waste. We're smart enough to do that. But we're addicted to oil in one arm and we're addicted to greed in the other. And those two addictions have us totally screwed up. We worry about our kids being on a little crystal meth, a little crack cocaine. What about the greed that we're all addicted to? So there is not such a thing as waste. We take products, and I will prove it to the world when I get done that there's zero waste. It's tough to do because when you're leading the parade, you're walking backwards. So when you trip, somebody's stepping in your face. Normally they have dog shit on their shoes when they step in your face, too, and they don't even apologize. Anyway, so this is a brick that's made of cardboard and paper. It's got a little glass in it and 15% cement. That is a we build these in blocks that are 5 foot by 2.5 by 2.5, R180. You're going to see a lot of buildings built out of this before I'm done. This is all stuff that's going to the landfill except for the cement. This is cardboard and paper. That weighs 3 pounds. We have a press that makes that. We have $4 million invested in equipment for making these products.
That's basically a 6 or 8 by 3 by 3.
That's correct. Yep. Yeah, it's 8,000 BTUs per pound. We make these two types of fuel pellets now. We make all these different glass products. We have a glass grinder, and we use glass in this stuff. We're using glass for all kinds of things. We have a grinder that grinds up the copper to turn this into products. And this isn't some of this glass beautiful, though? And think of all the things you could use this for. So what I'm telling you is there's not such a thing as waste, but there's a cost for living on this planet. And what we need to do is have more people work together. And I love this idea. I don't know how many people know John Thiessen, but I've known him since the day he was born. But let me tell you something about that guy. At 10 years old, there was always a Christmas party over here at Soapy Smith's. This kid is 10. He's in there doing dishes. You know, Nick has got a heart of gold. He's just a big kid still. Oh, Nick Stepovich. But anyway, he would cook prime rib and invite all these people. And this 10-year-old's in there doing dishes. Nobody asked him to do them, but he could see there wasn't enough plates and there wasn't enough dishes. So there he's in there doing them, and now he's making the world a better place. He's still washing dishes, and he's going to make the world a better place to live.
And John is the owner of Golden Heart Waste Management. Andrew?
Correct.
And you're his general manager?
Correct.
How long have we known each other?
Long time.
You're a good cook.
So are you.
So bring us through Paul Nielsen on the radio, Andrew.
So I'll introduce him real quick. So so Paul works for Republic Services, which formerly was U.S. Ecology. They have a huge presence in Alaska, more in the hazardous waste disposal, but not just the disposal. They're actually finding ways to make products with what they're collecting, and they are the current contractor that is contracted with the borough to handle all the hazardous waste from the Fairbanks North Star borough. So, Paul, you can tell a little bit more about what you do in your program.
Yeah, thanks for that introduction, Andrew. I greatly appreciate it. Can you hear me okay?
Hear you great.
All right, awesome. Yeah, I really appreciate being on this panel, and I think the big takeaway from my point of view is that we talk about circular recycling or circularity, and that's something we do on the liquid side of waste streams, and that includes petroleum products, including used motor oil, as well as glycol products, spent glycol. And we're very proud to be the sole company that circularly recycles a product that was designed as a glycol heat transfer product and then remanufacture that right back into a heat transfer fluid. So that's it's one thing that I like to point out to everyone, that it's one true product that is absolutely circularly recycled in the state of Alaska. And as Bernie pointed out, the godfather of recycling, it takes an investment to do that. And our company's been very forward-thinking, going back to the original founding of the company as Emerald Alaska, with the fact that we were tired of shipping things to the Lower 48 to get recycled. We can do that here. We have the wherewithal, we have the knowledge, and we're a bunch of go-getters. So, like I said, I'm really pleased to be on the panel, and I could talk more about liquid recycling, but there's a good summary of what we offer here.
Paul, you will be talking more about it. We're going to go through everyone here, but right now we're going to take a commercial break. So Fairbanks, we'll be back after these messages.
More Problem Corner is coming up on KFAR 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at kfarradio.com.
God, I'm so stressed. It's a brand new year and our business is busier than ever.
Ooma.
What is that? Meditation?
I'm recommending the Ooma cloud phone system with auto attendant and more than 35 features.
Ooma?
Yep. Switching to Ooma is a cinch. Starts at $19.95 per month per user, plus taxes and fees.
Ooma.
Now you're feeling it. Visit Ooma.com. That's OOMA.com to learn more. Ooma, smart communications for the smarter business.
The venue's set. Families coming in from all over. It's her quinceañera. With all the excitement, it may be easy to overlook COVID-19. It's still a risk, and that's why it's muy importante to get this season's COVID-19 shot ahead of time. It helps protect against COVID-19, which can cause severe illness and hospitalization. So let's set the date, vaccinate, and celebrate. Learn about a vaccine option and book this season's updated COVID-19 shot today at ScheduleCOVIDVax.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
Spend your Saturdays with KFAR Radio for local programs, starting with Alaska Realty Today from Next Home Arctic Sun Realty at 11 a.m. The Buzz at 11:30. Brought to you by the Tanana Herb Company. Followed by Health Talk with Dr. Scott Looper from White Spruce Medical at noon. And then it's the Compos Outdoor Show at 12:30. Fairbanks Foodies at 1 p.m. And Explore Fairbanks at 1:30. All 3 hours of local shows can be found on the KFAR website in the archives section. Weekends just got local with KFAR Radio.
KFAR Weather.
Overcast skies this afternoon with daytime highs approaching 9 above. Northeasterly winds around 5 miles per hour. Lows dip down to about 18 below. Tonight, partly cloudy skies. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times. Tomorrow, highs level off around 12 below. And that's your weather on KFAR 660 AM and 97.5 FM. I'm meteorologist Laura Lockwood.
And now, more Problem Corner on KFAR Radio, 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at kfarradio.com.
Fairbanks, welcome back. In the studio here with me is Bernie Carl, Buddy Lane, Ben Sikma, Ed Russell, and on the phone with us calling in is Paul Nelson. Now, Andrew, bring us through Friday with the show that's going to happen and the presentations that, like, Mr. Carl is going to make.
Great. So first of all, we have about 20 vendors, and those vendors comprise of state and local and federal regulatory agencies. So it's a time for people to ask questions and really get informed about things that are specific to them, or their businesses regarding waste. We also have several nonprofits that will be there, kind of displaying their operations. Fairbanks Conservation or Soil and Conservation. We've got Green Star of Alaska. Obviously, the Fairbanks North Starboro Recycling Facility. And representatives from some of those organizations. We even have North Pole Police Department. Incidentally, the city of North Pole was also one of our sponsors for this event. They are going to have a expired drug take back. So if you have expired medication, you can bring that in as well and be able to turn that over to North Pole Police Department. And then besides the vendors, we've got several presentations. One of them will be by Bernie here, and he's going to be doing a presentation on sustainable is attainable here in Alaska, and you'll see kind of a common theme here. And then Paul will be doing a presentation on sustainable material management here in Alaska, and I'll let him talk a little bit more about the process that and some of the things that they do here that directly affect us here in Alaska. Also, we'll have representatives from City of Fairbanks Public Works. They'll be doing a presentation on Public Works Director Jeff Jacobson is going to be doing a presentation on our city residential garbage service, as well as Sharps and household hazardous waste. And then the do's and don'ts and guidelines for trash collection, and that will be all presented by the City of Fairbanks. And then we'll have Access Alaska as well. We'll be doing a presentation, and when we talk about recycling, another thing that doesn't get mentioned a lot is hospital equipment and things like wheelchairs and hospital beds that people may have at home and they don't need anymore. They can donate it to Access Alaska, and Access Alaska can refurbish and reissue that equipment out to people that that might need any type of access equipment. And then everybody will have booths and exhibits. We've got a couple companies that will have some trucks and equipment on display, including the City of Fairbanks. We have a hydro excavator that'll be coming, and then we'll probably have a couple of our trucks there on display as well. And one thing with Golden Heart Waste Management, you know, we provide mostly commercial refuse service, so roll-off, front-load, but we also do regulated medical waste, and so we'll have a exhibit, you know, talking about our medical waste program, which we're the contractor for Foundation Health, and we process about 8,000 to 10,000 gallons of medical waste every month. Yeah, so it'll be a great event. Lots of information. 12 to 7 on Friday. So if you want to stop by, you know, we'd love to see everybody, and it's free to the public.
Who are some of your sponsors on this?
So it
you're leasing, you're occupying a big building, and that's a pretty good sized daily charge. So let's hear about the wonderful sponsors you have.
So we actually, when we decided to put this event on, it wasn't about collecting money. I mean, we felt that this was an important thing to do for the city, and we did not want to charge the public or, you know, businesses to come and be able to collect information, and we didn't want the other, our partner organizations and businesses to have to pay to be there.
On your tab.
So we decided that we were going to sponsor it, and then the City of North Pole graciously offered to help out a little bit too. So the City of North Pole is helping as well.
Tell us about Mr. Ben Sikma.
Well, I guess I'll speak for myself, but I started building software with my co-founder, Mark. About 2 years ago, we started really laying a lot of the code. And what we do is we help folks like Andrew and Paul Nielsen at Republic Services. We help Golden Heart. We help haulers basically handle a lot of these transactions from picking up the trash, getting it billed, getting it paid. And with all the challenges we have with that, we want to make our technology safe and really help with the diversion activity that's going on all across the country, you know, just a wave of trying to get that stuff recycled and get it out of the landfill and handle all those logistics. So we love talking trash, and we love trashy people.
The City of Fairbanks, on average, brings 5,500 tons of trash a year out to the landfill.
Wow.
So any pound that doesn't go out there is a pound saved. Think about that. The average cost that the Fairbanks North Star Borough charges us since 2008 has increased by 5% for the tippage fee. And for the last 2 years, since I've been there, we have not brought that tippage fee onto our residents. You know, we're sustaining it ourselves. So anything that we can do to be involved and help this, it's for everything that you do. It saves up something, and it creates something. And the person who's probably done that more than any in Alaska is Mr. Carl here. I mean, what he does, his sustainability, self-sustainability, wherever he goes, it's a format he brings better than none. So if he's giving a presentation, what time's that presentation at?
His presentation is at 3 o'clock.
Okay. And Mr. Lane.
Yes, sir.
Husband of the rock star Karen Lane.
Karen Lane. And
arm candy to Karen Lane.
So I've been with Golden Heart Waste Management since August, and I'm the environmental manager. And when we first started talking about doing this recycling and solid waste symposium, I said it's a great thing because I'm married to the recycle queen.
Mm-hmm.
My wife is all about recycling and has worn off on me. And in organizing and talking to vendors and stuff, I've learned a lot about recycling that I had no clue about, you know, statewide.
Mm-hmm.
And some of the vendors that are outside the state that take plastic and turn it into lumber. And then there's also the things that we really don't talk about. Andrew talked about Access Alaska and their medical equipment, but Norpol Eyeglass Recycling Center with the Norpol Lions, they recycle glasses worldwide. And they make a huge impact. I can't tell you the amount as far as pounds they keep out of the dump or the landfill, but it's huge.
If I was to, in my kitchen where my trash can is, if I was to line up a recycling, you know, this for this, this for this, this for this, what's the most efficient way for me to do it? Glass in one, plastic in another.
Yeah, you want to separate.
Food processes in one, paper in another.
Yeah, you want to separate it into, like at home in our kitchen, we have cardboard, we have mm-hmm. aluminum, and we have plastic, and then, of course, regular waste. We are... Soil and Conservation is going to be there and talk about composting and mm-hmm. using food and in composting. And we don't have one in our kitchen, but right now we have a huge freezer that we can take our food waste and put it into a plastic bag and put it in our big freezer that's out on our porch until springtime when we can turn it and start composting it.
Your outdoor
it's acres.
Yeah.
It's acres or as big as your back deck. So even things, you know, keeping food out of the landfill,
mm-hmm.
pretty soon our landfill is going to come to a close where we have to close this one up and open a new one. And that's going to increase the cost of the landfill huge because right now trucking fees are a set point, but they're not going as far as they may need to go in the future. And the borough's going to talk about that at their booth there. So
in Eagle River, they got to transfer it into Anchorage. Ponder that cost.
Yeah.
Ugh.
So you know, my understanding is we've got about 20 years left at the current rate.
Mm-hmm.
So the more we can keep out of it right now and start really recycling this stuff, the longer that's going to take in order to have to close that one and open a new one at a higher cost.
Bernie, is there a way to burn the wastes out there and create like a methane power, something like that?
Well, all... Everything can be burnt.
Yeah,
I mean, and
without a discharge, you know.
Well, that's the $1,000 question, isn't it? How can you burn materials responsibly? Well, there's a couple different ways, but the safest way is to turn it into a fuel.
Mm-hmm.
Now you know exactly how many BTUs per pound this fuel has. You can take the plastic out of it. Some of this fuel has no plastic, so it's 8,000 BTUs per pound. Now you can use all the plastic, and you get up to 14,000 BTUs per pound, which is better than any coal we have. But that's made out of cardboard, paper, a little glass.
That's a brick.
Well, actually, it's not. That's called papercrete.
Yeah.
It's been around for probably 100 years, but nobody's ever done it commercially. So we're building 5 foot by 2.5 by 2.5 foot blocks, and you're going to see a lot of buildings built out of this before I get done.
That's great.
They're fireproof. They're R180. R180. You can heat it.
Hold it. Hold on. That means we got about a minute left. Sorry.
You can heat this. You can build a home, 4,000 square feet, have a good organic meal, and heat it just from the heat of your bodies. You will not need to have any other heat when you build a R180 envelope. It'll take a number 9 on the Richter scale. I'm talking all stuff that's being buried. Everything you're burying is the building blocks of the future. We need to consume everything locally. We need to.
And that's what the symposium starts yet. It's a learning area.
Yeah. This is all about making the planet a better place to live.
Okay. Fairbanks, we're going to take a commercial break. I'm going to give you some Sting bumper music, the cowboy song. Obviously, that's from Glitter. Then we got some Fox News, state news, some commercials, and some weather, and we'll be back.
More Problem Corner is coming up on KFAR 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at KFARradio.com.
Israel and Hamas over 100 days now. A large number of hostages still being held by Hamas. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer joined by American and Israeli family members of those being held hostage.
So we are going to do everything we can. We are going to do everything we can because our hearts are broken. And we must bring them home, all of them.
Democrats and Republicans in Congress are trying to come up with legislation to secure the border. Democrats say they want a package that would include aid for Ukraine. South Carolina Senator Lindsey Graham says he wants to help Ukraine, but border security should come first.
I want to help Ukraine as much as anybody in the entire Senate. But I'm not going to go home and lie to my people in South Carolina. There is no said. This is a whole that has to be plugged.
The White House asking Congress for $110 billion. America's listening to Fox News.
It's time for your Alaska News Minute.
Alaska lawmakers opened a new legislative session Tuesday with the House failing to support an attempt to override Republican Governor Mike Dunleavy's veto of $87 million in additional education funding last year. Independent House Minority Leader Calvin Schrag on Tuesday proposed the chamber meet in joint session with the Senate this week to debate a veto override, but that motion failed on a 2020 vote. Lawmakers last year passed a one-time funding boost of $175 million for K-12 schools, but Dunleavy vetoed half that amount after the legislature adjourned. School officials have pled for a permanent increase in the per pupil school funding allocation, citing the toll of inflation on their budgets. A House committee today plans to hear a draft rewrite of a measure that began as a school internet bill that would include other education-related provisions, including a $300 increase in the per pupil allocation and Dunleavy's proposal that would over 3 years pay teachers a bonus as a way to retain them.
Streaming live online at KFAR660.com.
Are you interested in recycling in our town? Come learn about recycling, waste management, and environmental cleanup in the Fairbanks North Star Borough. It's the Interior Alaska Solid Waste and Recycling Symposium, Friday, January 19th from 12 to 7 p.m. at the Carlson Center. There'll be vendor exhibits and presentations provided for businesses and residents. Find out our recycling options in Interior Alaska. This is free to the public, Friday, January 19th at the Carlson Center. For more information, call 907-455-4496, presented by Golden Heart Waste Management.
Septic Specialists of Alaska. Want to introduce the latest in technology? Introducing
Clogzilla.
Their incredible jetter trailer safely cleans pipes, clears clogs, and thaws frozen lines in no time without damaging pipes like other systems can. They even use video technology, allowing them to get inside your line and pinpoint any issue.
Clogzilla.
Using a variety of nozzles for different jobs like the Warthog, the Flusher, and the Ramrod. After hours, weekends, no problem. Contact Septic Specialists of Alaska no matter where you live locally. Look them up on Facebook.
And now, more Problem Corner on KFAR Radio, 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at KFARradio.com.
Fairbanks, welcome back. I got a gaggle of people in here, but the one I want to hear from, Paul Nielsen on the phone. How you doing, sir?
I'm doing terrific. I think you should rename the show Solution Corner if you really want to plug this.
Well, that's what we do. That's why they called it Problem Corner originally, because someone called up with a problem. And they figured out a solution for the person, like in 1955. That's when it became Problem Corner, because someone presented a problem, they gave a solution. So here you are. Now, you give in-state Alaska solutions for liquid contaminants.
Yeah, we sure do. We're probably the primary recycler for beneficial reuse of used motor oil and petroleum products. That's how the company was founded back in the early 2000s as Emerald Alaska. And we've been collecting used oil and managing it efficiently for its BTU value. To steal a little line from Bernie, the BTU value of used motor oil and petroleum products is incredible, and it should never be wasted. It should always be reutilized. And we're a great proponent of that. The product that we make, we utilize in-house for powering our remediation plant out in Moose Creek, as well as offering it up to other companies that provide the great service of repaving our roads. Every asphalt plant that gets put out there to make sure our highways are smooth has to run on a fuel source, and we provide a fuel source that we blend up out of used motor oil.
Yeah, so recycled product.
That is correct. Yeah, it's a completely beneficial reuse of the product.
How do you collect it out at Moose Creek, or how's your collection system work?
Yeah, so our collection system, great question, is we have a route structure, and we have customers that call us, and we call on them, and we bring our trucks, vacuum trucks and pump trucks around to those locations. We pump out tanks, so we pump out drums, we pump out the totes, the IBC-sized totes, at most all of the repair facilities that generate used motor oil that elect not to use it themselves. That's a big key factor in Fairbanks. There's a lot of people that elect to use used motor oil themselves, which is absolutely perfect fuel source to generate BTUs in a cold Fairbanks winter.
Let me tell you about a used fuel source. My family had some warehouses, and one gentleman there had a EPA-registered recycling heater. And he had all these barrels outside. The only problem was is his barrels leaked. And we had a 5-year cleanup. He did not have the money for it, but we did, so the family cleaned it up. You know, great thing. So be careful on your containers. that's the underlying thing. Be careful on your containers. If they leak, they go into our water table. So anyway, 5-year project, but we got her done.
Yeah, I'm going to talk about that a little bit in my presentation on Friday as well, the importance of just good stewardship, good common sense practices in the storage of your liquid waste. And because, as you just said, there's a pathway to groundwater, and we want to avoid that material getting into groundwater.
True. Ben.
Yes, sir.
Expand upon your items in this Friday presentations.
I don't think I have a presentation, do I? No.
What's your part of on Friday then?
We're going to meet and see and support Golden Heart. We're we're their software provider. We'd love to be Republic's, Paul, at some point here. But Hauler Hero makes the software to power all this great new stuff. New routes,
How did they find you?
That's a good question. How did you find
you? You're not a stalker, are you, Andrew?
Well, when we first started, we started using a dispatching and route management system that we just weren't happy with. And so once we kind of figured out what we were looking for, we spent probably a year and a half demoing different programs. And we found Hauler Hero, after doing probably 20 or 30 different software demos. We found one that we thought would work good for us. And one of the things that, which probably has been kind of a thorn in Ben's side, is that we do everything different in Alaska. So
he had to learn that the old-fashioned way, didn't he?
So
we love solving problems, though, and we got some unique ones here.
Yeah, which has been awesome. And so
it's not that we do it different in Alaska, but we even do it more different in Fairbanks.
Yeah. All waste is local.
Yeah.
Well, and one thing that when I was going through interviewing different companies, I would explain to people that we do a lot of remote work, and so there isn't an address for mile 150 Dalton Highway. We need to be able to track it with a Latin lawn, and most software companies that we had talked to are like, well, our system won't run without an address. Like, we don't know what to do without an address. And so we're like, okay, so that was one of those things, is that, we use mile markers and end of the guardrail and
military grid.
Yeah, military grid. You're like, everything, we do here is just different. The cool thing about Hauler Hero is that they're a young company and growing, and so they were in a position where, they wanted to be able to help us and be able to adapt to our needs here, where the company we were using before was, a 40-year-old program that hadn't changed much, and they didn't really have any interest in adapting to our needs.
So where did you find him at? What part of the world did he come out of?
Andrew is just a technology scout. Did you find us, or did we find you?
I think we found you.
Yeah.
Yeah, just scouring the internet. Like I said, I probably did probably 30 or 40 product demos until I found them. And, you know, they're based out of California.
What part of California, Ben?
We're in San Diego.
Okay.
Yep.
So let me get this straight. They bring you to Fairbanks, Alaska in January.
Yeah, my co-founder's in the Bahamas right now, actually.
Who did you piss off? You're taking one for the team.
Well, when I heard about, you know, coming up to Alaska and seeing the long nights and everything, I love cold weather. I'm a Michigan boy. I lived in Alberta for a while and working in the oil side.
Did they promise you the Northern Lights?
They did. We're gonna make good on that. And actually, I had a wonderful evening at Bernie's.
That's the guy right there. He's the one who can get to the Northern
Lights.
Last night,
the three of us were at Bernie's. Yeah. And set us up with a great tour. We were in the hot springs. It's just an amazing facility. Beautiful.
It is. Okay.
So one of the things that I thought Ben would have a perspective is, you know, he works directly with different waste haulers and waste companies all over the country, and so he sees how things work with waste and recycling and landfill diversion. You know, he has a lot different perspective than we do, and that's why I thought he would be a good person to kind of chat with us about what he sees different in the lower 48. And I know, like, there's some communities when you travel, you know, you see waste and recycling containers everywhere, and they have towns that, you know, if you don't follow their strict rules for waste and recycling, that you can get fines if you put the wrong trash in the wrong bin. So it's just very different. And when it comes to, you know, waste and recycling, Alaska, that's one area where Alaska really has not been on the cutting edge as far as household recycling.
Yeah, and you know, I look at it as in regards to the issue is our population base. And look at our weather. Do you think you're going to have one of those side by, you know, dump trucks that grabs the blue container?
Route density is always the killer. Yeah. But, so, you know, every place across the United States is nice from our perspective. We get to meet a lot of cool companies doing unique things, mm-hmm. like Golden Heart. Paul probably has perspective on it across the country with Republic Services, but Hauler Hero also gets that chance to work with a lot of the smaller haulers, the private industry, and the cities, you know, who are really creative in how they're handling their local waste diversion problems to get that out of the landfill. It's been really fun. One of our customers in West Virginia gets a lot of wood chips from some sawmills, and that was going straight to the landfill with the former provider. And one of our customers, Sunrise Sanitation, started picking that up and bringing it over to the fields for composting and manure and things like that. Just helping the agriculture side of it.
Bernie and Carl, how great. Do people get product to you for recycling?
They bring it to us, and we have about 400 dumpsters. We have three large dumpster trucks, six front loads. The dumpsters, we put them out. We don't charge to put them out. We don't pay for the material either. Mm-hmm. So we have some pretty good contracts that, if the material's worth something, then I don't charge. You know, it's not worth anything, then you have to charge a little something. In the cardboard and paper business, it's a very, very tough business because we didn't charge, and it was a tough racket. But I think here in the future, working with John Thies, and mm-hmm. we have some ideas, and we're looking at maybe joint venturing and taking over a large power plant. I just see where today $9 million grant went to the university for doing carbon capture on a 400-megawatt coal power plant. They should run with no smokestack. I mean, this $9 million, if they spent that $9 million at the University of Alaska up here right now, they would have no smokestack. That's what they should do.
And as you were saying to me, they had the opportunity to do that.
Yeah, well, they had a great opportunity to burn 10% biomass, but they didn't do it. And I still think they should do it, and I still think they should run with no smokestack. It's a school of agriculture. It was the School of Ag in 1970. In 1970, it was a School of Ag. And then in the 1918, School of Ag and Mines, and now they're not even included. I don't know it's the school of something up there, but I'm not sure what. There's only two ways to create wealth. You either grow it or you mine it.
Mm-hmm. All the rest is, I can't say the word. It's BS, and you can figure it out. I'm trying to be, I realize I got my ass chewed for saying some things here. So
those are
I
my know initials.
I can't do that.
Initials.
So anyway, so to make a long story short, there's only two ways to create wealth. You grow it or you mine it. Alaska has all 19 strategic elements in world-class quantities. We are the storehouse for the world. It's insane that we burn stuff with a smokestack. It's insane that we bury everything. I mean, we need to be better than that. We need to lead the parade. I want Alaskans to lead. I want us to lead the parade. We're not even in the so-and-so parade. I can't say damn either. I can't say anything.
You can say the D word, damn.
You can?
Yeah,
okay.
You just can't say the F word, the S word.
I don't say any of them words.
The A-S-S word.
I don't say any of them. I'm clean.
The K-O-D.
No. Yeah. Come on. I'm as clean as the driven snow here.
Fairbanks, we're going to take a commercial break. We'll be back after these messages.
More Problem Corner is coming up on KFAR 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at kfarradio.com.
Ice fishing is great winter fun if you're prepared. Before you make your fishing hole in the ice, make Frontier Outfitters your first stop for everything you need. Rods to tackle to ice augers. At Frontier Outfitters, you'll also find the right winter clothing. Not to mention your license, guns, ammo, and a wide variety of snowshoes. ATV and snow machine accessories are just downstairs in Century Hardware. Your next outdoor adventure is waiting for you. It begins at Frontier Outfitters for your Alaskan livestock.
KFAR weather.
Cloudy skies this afternoon with highs around 9 above. Winds out of the northeast around 5 miles an hour. Partly cloudy tonight, lows around 18 below. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 12 below. And that's your weather on KFAR 660 AM and 97.5 FM. I'm meteorologist Derek Height.
And now, more Problem Corner on KFAR Radio, 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at kfarradio.com.
Fairbanks, welcome back. I have a great group of people who are putting on a symposium. Andrew, bring us through Friday's events.
Yes, so Interior Alaska Solid Waste and Recycling Symposium, Friday, 12 o'clock at the Carlson Center, 12 to 7. Again, we've got about 20 vendors, state, local, and federal agencies, as well as some local nonprofits, and then businesses that are involved in recycling, upcycling, and waste to energy. Again, Norpol Police Department will be there accepting expired or used medications. And Norpol, City of Norpol was one of our sponsors, so I just wanted to mention that again. We will have speakers doing some presentations throughout the day, starting with at 1 p.m. We will have a presentation from Republic Services. It'll be on sustainable materials management. 2 o'clock will be City of Fairbanks Public Works, and they'll be talking about their residential garbage program, sharps and hazardous waste from households. And then basically the do's and don'ts of trash collection, what you can and can't put in your trash for curbside collection. Bernie Carr will be doing a presentation at 3 p.m. called Sustainable is Attainable. And then we'll have Access Alaska at 4 o'clock doing a presentation on recycled medical equipment.
OIT out in North Pole.
It's not called OIT anymore.
Oh,
bring us up.
Sorry about that, Paul. Why don't you bring us up to the current events?
Yeah. So thanks. I appreciate that. Yeah. We're Alaskans. We've been here for a long time. Much like Ben, I'm a Michigan boy. I was born and raised in Michigan, but I really grew up in Alaska. I've been here 40 years. Nothing like Bernie, but at the exact same time, we all know how important it is. We still call things that were named 40 years ago, and even though it's incorrect, we smile when we say it. So I smile when people still refer to the facility as OIT, but it is a Republic facility now. It's owned and operated by our company, and we commonly call it the Moose Creek facility. So no harm, no foul in referring back to OIT, but that is something that we try to to educate the public on.
I apologize about that. I apologize about that. Sorry, sir.
No worries at all. We answered about anything when you really think about it. We've changed our name so many times now that we don't even know what we look like.
But what sort of products do you take? And how do people get them to you?
Yeah, so contaminated soil at Moose Creek is one of those specialized service lines. That's all they do is manage contaminated soil. And
yeah, we brought some out there.
Yeah, I was going to say, it sounds like you actually were a user at one time with that used oil contamination.
Yeah, and every dump truck we brought out there had to have the top, you know, container so it couldn't blow off out of the truck and everything. And oh yeah, it was an engineered process, and you guys were the best part of it. To tell you the truth, you really were.
Yeah, and what a lot of people don't realize is that remediated soil is available for reuse. So when we talk about recycling and reuse, contaminated soil, once we're done with the remediation process, is available for limited use. So there's a lot of great aspects to that as well. And we make it, we offer it out at a very inexpensive price. So if anyone ever needs some fill that they could utilize in the application that's approved by the ADEC, we have it available from our Moose Creek facility.
Bring us about your glycol clean aspect again, because everyone comes through that, it seems like.
Yeah, I appreciate that. Yeah, so coolants and antifreeze basically run all of our internal combustion engines, keep them cool. That means fixed power plants throughout the rural Alaska, as well as all the rolling stock that we have throughout the state. What the most important part, and this was came up earlier in the conversation, I want to touch on is the importance of segregation, keeping your waste stream segregated. And glycol is one of those that's very important. And in order for us to do the circular recycling of glycol, we have to start with a relatively uncontaminated product. When I say contaminated, doesn't mean contamination from the regular use, but not mixed with other chemistry. When it gets mixed with other chemistry, that's what affects the ability to be recycled in the circular fashion, turning it back into usable glycol. So that cannot be stressed enough, is the importance of good segregation at the point of generation. And I'll be talking about that on Friday during my presentation.
Buddy, how did Golden Heart Waste Management find you? You're a very talented person. How'd they find you?
Well, I've known John and Andrew for quite a while, and we were at a baseball game and had a conversation about some stuff, and it's like they said, we may have something that we'd like for you to do for us. And so that started this new chapter in my book of life, and a great company to work for. Some of the best people I've ever worked for, and the things that they're doing and getting in and going down this path of recycling and helping the community and the state of Alaska get the word out to people and educate people. It's amazing what we don't know about recycling in the interior. We get told all the time that recycling in Fairbanks, Alaska is a waste of time. And that's coming from people that just don't really understand what is available to mm-hmm. us. And I've learned a lot over the last couple months of what is available. And I really want to encourage people to come and learn this because our landfill is filling up, and a lot of that stuff does not have to go in there. And I'll leave it at that.
Andrew, how did you come up with this idea to do this symposium?
Well, again, it basically was out of our customers calling and asking advice on how to get rid of different things that they might have, whether it be a homeowner or businesses. And there aren't a lot of options for one thing that's been a big struggle for a lot of our customers that have restaurants is used cooking oil. Mm-hmm. Huge. And what happens when people don't have an easy way to dispose of it, it ends up being dumped at the transfer site, which obviously is not the correct way to dispose of used cooking oil. And so we want to help educate people and then give some uh, help promote other businesses that can help with some of these waste streams. And one thing that we've done to kind of kick this year off for 2024 is that Golden Heart Waste Management, we've made a pledge that we've identified about 300,000 pounds of material that we are that we're pledging to divert out of the landfill. And so we're encouraging our customers and other businesses to find ways that, that they can make those pledges as well. Just like, you know, Bernie was saying, you know, we all have to live here, but there's a cost to it, right? So, you know, we want to be good stewards, and, you know, we found an attainable amount of material that we feel comfortable that we can divert. And, you know, next year we'll up that, you know, we'll every year we'll just do better. And obviously that, you know, it's our customers too, that are also taking the initiative to do more recycling. We've got quite a few businesses here in Fairbanks that have developed full recycling programs where we're taking cardboard, plastic, aluminum cans, and we've partnered with the Fairbanks North Scarborough Central Recycling Facility, and we do weekly drop-offs to their facility. So you know, we feel just because we're a private business, private entity, you know, we need to kind of help lead the charge. You know, and Bernie also was saying, you know, with when it comes to government agencies and politicians, people come and go. Where we're here and we're committed to our community.
Paul, you're on the phone. We'll give you about 30 seconds to recap what you do.
Yeah, so I appreciate the opportunity to be here and talk and educate, and that'll continue on Friday, talking specifically about the recycling efforts that we do in the state of Alaska for liquid waste. So not including used cooking oil, that takes on another chapter, but used glycol and used petroleum products are right in our wheelhouse, and we do a really good job of recycling them here in the state of Alaska.
And Ben will give you 30 seconds to recap what you do.
Absolutely, yeah. Hauler Hero, we make software for the likes of Golden Heart Waste Management and Republic and all the fine cities doing the work that they can to recycle. And I just want to say, y'all are too hard on yourself with diversion here in Alaska. I mean, I've seen it done a lot of different ways in a lot of different places, and I was so impressed, especially seeing Bernie's place. You know, just going and seeing the hot springs, it was just beautiful. It's just amazing, all the circular things that he's doing with his waste.
And Bernie, you get a minute, sir, to recap.
There's no simple solutions, only intelligent choices. So we need to start making some intelligent choices. We are a community that cares. And when you care, you share. When you share, you care. I mean, we need to come together. And recycling should be something that should be intuitive to all of us. Because it's all about the planet. It's all about making this a better place to live. And we all live here. And we're only here for a short time. And we need, the scale of life is, did my existence make it better or did it make it worse? People think the scale of life is how many things they have, how much money they have. Nonsense. The scale of life is, did my existence make it better or did it make it worse?
Did I contribute or not?
Did I contribute or not?
Yeah.
And I would like to think that everyone in this room is contributing, and we need to contribute some more.
Gentlemen, thank you very much. Paul, great having you call in. Mr. Russo, thank you for bringing everyone here. Really appreciate it.
My pleasure.
And Fairbanks, I will see you on Friday. You have a great day, and enjoy this wonderful weather we're having in January. I'll see you on Friday.